USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans will soon have a 53-seat majority in the U.S. Senate after scoring a narrow win in a Mississippi runoff election. Here's correspondent Wendy King.
Democrat Mike Espy conceded the race to incumbent Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith, who had stumbled over a comment about attending a public hanging.
I congratulated her on her victory tonight, and she has my prayers as she goes to Washington to unite a very divided Mississippi.
Hyde-Smith had the edge going into the runoff vote.
President Trump threatening to cancel this week's planned meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin because of last weekend's clash between Russian and Ukrainian warships. The president saying in an interview with the Washington Post he's waiting for a full report after Russian ships fired on and seized three Ukrainian vessels. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Cyber Week ever is on. Save big on Cyber Week deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and top brand electronics like Google Smart Home, it's a sale you won't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Cyber Week. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Cyber Week deals.
One of the deadliest days for U.S. troops in Afghanistan in years as three U.S. service members were killed in a blast near Kabul yesterday. First Lady Melania Trump offering her condolences while speaking at the White House.
Today's tragic news out of Afghanistan only drives home the need to support the men and women in our military and their families.
The deaths of the three mean 12 Americans have been killed in Afghanistan this year. Democrats will nominate their choice to be Speaker of the House today. Current Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi has no competition and is expected to easily get the nomination, though a group of dissident Democrats will oppose the 78-year-old Pelosi, arguing it's time for new, younger leadership. According to a Japanese media report, Japan is considering the purchase of 100 more F-35 jet fighters from the United States. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
There's a troubling new study out about the increasing prevalence of autism in children. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with the details.
The new study estimates the prevalence of autism is now at 1 in 40 children. The report's been published in the journal Pediatrics, and it says 1.5 million kids in America ages 3 to 17 have autism spectrum disorder. That number is slightly higher than the most recent CDC study, which put autism rates at about 1 in 59 children. The difference may not represent an increase in autism rates, though, as the two studies did use different methodology in the gathering of data. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House is reacting to news that General Motors is restructuring. USA's Tim Berg has the story.
General Motors will close several plants in the United States and Canada while slashing 15% of its salaried workforce. The company will offer fewer cars for sale while boosting production of trucks, SUVs, and crossover vehicles. Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow was asked about the GM layoffs.
Obviously, there's a lot of disappointment, even anger. I've heard it, again, from Mr. Trudeau, from President Trump, from Democrats and Republicans.
And as far as how this will affect the economy?
Holiday season layoffs from GM, brutal. Brutal, all right? Very disappointing. Will it affect the overall economy? I don't think so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.